Woods only media center by our current number one qualifier in top field, Clay Milliken, 3.692 seconds at 329.83 miles per hour in that last session, last pair. You saw some cars go out there and put up big numbers. Grubby said he was hoping for an 80, but he did think that he got all of it. How was it in that rocket ship tonight?
Oh, I mean, it was good. You know, and that's what's been really awesome. Going back to last week, that is now, I'm looking at you, 9 consecutive runs, mm-hmm. where the thing has just been unbelievably quick. You know, what that team's doing right now, you know, is just incredible. You know, the cool thing about being at the back of the line is we're able to tune the car according to what everybody else has done. And that's all bonus point related, you know. But the previous run, Grubby said we could have went quicker than we did. And right then, Stevie laid down a whopper of a run, and y'all probably were watching. He was in there changing those knobs, and I knew he was doing what he needed to do to get those 3 points. And that's the big value right now. I mean, yes, being number one qualifier is awesome, but chances are on Friday night, if you get the 3 points, that means you're the number one qualifier. And, you know, we made 11 points last week. We certainly want to try to do that again, and we'd rather have 12, you know. But we got some ground to make up on Stevie, and bonus points is how we do it. I mean, we only made one on him right then, but that's 1 point. Could be the difference in championship or not.
You know, last year I think we got probably a little bit jaded with those 360s. You know, this is just the 26th time that someone's ran a 360 this year. You know, how special is it coming back to a place where obviously you made a run just like that?
Yep, in that lane.
Right
in the right lane, right down the racetrack, and, you know, a national record run. And I still like the track prep. You know, granted, maybe we could have went quicker than that under the previous track prep conditions, but I like it. I think the racing is close as it's ever been. And I didn't realize it only been 26 360 runs. Is, you know, I bet you we got a few of them. I'm proud of how our
last one 2 months ago.
So I mean, you know, it's pretty awesome. You know, we just got a really great race car, great group of guys putting the thing together, and man, it's fun to drive. It really is.
Why is it so fun?
Just because
you go down there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I say, I guess that's 9 runs in a row right now. That you know, it's been 370 something or better, 320 something or better. I mean, heck, I got the ultimate roller coaster right now. When you stomp on the gas, it goes to the finish line. It goes really, really quick and fast. So it's a lot of fun.
And you said that he kind of tuned it up as you watched guys throw down bigger numbers and bigger numbers.
Yep.
Does that put some pressure on you then?
The only pressure on me is you know, not to leave before the tree's activated, hit a cone, or run into the wall. You know, qualifying for me is purely fun. You know, it's no pressure, win, lose, or, you know, I mean, obviously, I can mess a run up, and I was kind of making fun there. But, you know, you got to put the car where he tells you to put it, and that's part of my job, and that I enjoy doing that. But the right lane right then, to quote him exactly, put it right down the gut, mate. That's what he said. So that means driver straight down the middle. There's nothing to avoid, and that's fun for me. You know, you just try to do your best to keep her lined up right down the middle and enjoy the rocket ship ride that it is right now.
Good. Perfect. Congratulations.
Good.